Hello, Boresight. James calling from the Northwest Territories. Like I mentioned yesterday, I killed a doll sheep on the first day. Nothing huge, but it's a trophy to me. It had about 12 and a half inch bases, and the horns were between 34 and 35 inches long. The guy said he thought it had lump jaw, which means that it can't chew as much, or it can't chew normally, and as a result, its diet may be somewhat restricted, and maybe that's why the horns hadn't grown as well as most horns do, because it's actually not a 9-year-old ram like I thought yesterday. It's actually closer to 10 years old, but it's a trophy to me, and as Genesis mentioned on the forum, I peered it, Steve. It was a pure hunt, man. I'm facing southeast right now, looking across the Keel River at the Blueberry Mountains, and the very, very tips of the mountains have a few stringers of snow on them. It's a bluebird day, a few big cumulus clouds in the sky, and other than that, it's just a beautiful day to be alive hunting sheep in the Northwest Territories. So, look, I'm all tagged out. But as it stands right now, I don't know how long this answering machine will record this message. I'll give you the abbreviated version, and then I'll give you a longer text when I get back to a computer. We grassed a ram for about 4 hours. After watching nannies and billies all day, we found a ram about noon. And watched him for 4 hours. He finally got up and went down into a steep ravine about 650 yards in front of us. And as soon as he went down into the ravine, we got up and headed down to the ravine too, assuming that he was a sentry and there were other sheep below him. We got down into the ravine and found out that it was a solitary ram, which is one set of eyes. We started moving down closer and closer, and the first thing we saw was this rump. He was actually feeding for us on the point of his butt. We knelt right down, started ranging several different rocks and bushes and so on and so forth, and he started feeding toward us. And at 35 yards, the guide said, draw your bow. I picked up my bow at the leash hooked on the string, and he picked his head up. The guide said, freeze. And I had to hold that fairly heavy bow out in front of me for a couple minutes while the ram was just sitting there looking at us. And he went back to feeding, and he said, draw. And as I was drawing the bow, the ram set up sharply and looked at us again. And the guy said, he's going to blow. And, it was 32 yards when I shot. I thought I hit low. The ram was directly facing me, just like my desert bighorn. It was a head-on shot. And I thought I hit low, and the guy said, you got it. He said, you nailed him. And the ram turned around and ran 60 yards and fell over the head. The arrow hit him a little bit left of center, and it went completely through the ram lengthwise and actually came out just about his testicle. And that's it. I'm getting that message again. I'll call back later.